Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Hank and Jim, The 50-Year Friendship of Henry Fonda and James Stewart, by Scott Iman. Read by David Colacci. Prologue. In the end, as in the beginning, they didn't need words. Hank's health broke first. The pacemaker had been implanted while he was playing Clarence Darrow in 1975, and that was followed by a tumor the size of a grapefruit in his diaphragm. The tumor was benign, but the surgery resulted in a troublesome staph infection. Prostate cancer was diagnosed in 1979 when he was appearing in First Monday in October. The cancer had moved into the bone, but doses of estrogen sent the disease into remission. After that came various hip and back problems. His frailty was obvious. In 1980, when he wanted to make Gideon's Trumpet for television, the only way he could be insured was to pay part of the premiums himself, which he did without much complaint. Clarence Gideon was a good part, and a good part meant more to Hank Fonda than bread, than air. "Retire? I wouldn't know what to do," he said, dismissing the very idea. Finally, it rounded back to the heart again, which was descending into congestive failure. Before, he had always rallied, if only because dying was bound to interrupt acting. But this time the doctors and his family weren't so confident. He was in intensive care. His wife, Shirley, remembers that things were looking grim until Jim Stewart came for a visit. Fonda had been in a deep sleep.